This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The coastal city of Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh is abuzz with anticipation as the city gears up to host the 11th International Day of Yoga celebrations today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who arrived last evening in Visakhapatnam, will lead today's grand yoga session along the city's scenic coastline. More on this from our correspondent.
To celebrate the International Yoga Day, thousands of participants will come together to practice yoga at iconic historical sites including Purana Kila in Delhi, Gol Gumbad in Karnataka, Konark Sun Temple in Odisha, Chittorgarh Fort in Rajasthan and Elephanta Caves in Maharashtra. On the occasion of 11th International Day of Yoga, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the national celebration from Visakhapatnam. He will participate in the common yoga protocol session at the beachfront of Visakhapatnam with over 3 lakh participants at the Visakhapatnam venue, synchronized with over 10 lakh locations across the country under the Yoga Sangam Initiative. Several union ministers, along with other key dignitaries, will also attend the celebrations at various locations across the country. Aligned with this year's theme of Yoga for One Earth, One Health, this grand yoga festival aims to promote the timeless connection between India's cultural heritage and ancient wellness practices. With Pallavi Parmar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Kuch log sochte hain, yog ke liye flexibility chahiye. Lekin flexibility to soch mein honi chahiye na. Na koi bandhan, na koi body type. बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रतिपल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that Operation Sindoor sent a powerful message to terrorists and their patrons that New India will no longer be a victim of terrorism but respond with strength and strategy. Interacting with soldiers at Northern Command at Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday, the Defence Minister commended the precision, coordination and courage of the armed forces and the intelligence agencies in destroying terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and POK. He asserted that India's change in policy towards terrorism is a result of this unmatched valor and dedication.
जिस तरह से हमारी आर्म्ड फोर्सेस और खुफिया तंत्र ने मिलकर सीमा पार स्थित आतंकियों के अड्डों को तबाह किया है, उसने सिर्फ आतंकियों को नहीं बल्कि उनके सरपरस्तों को ही यह संदेश दे दिया है, यह नया भारत है जो आतंक के किसी भी स्वरूप का जोरदार प्रतिकार करेगा, किसी भी सीमा तक जाकर प्रतिकार करेगा.
A flight carrying 290 Indian internationals arrived in New Delhi last night. The flight came from Iran as part of Operation Sindhu, launched to evacuate Indian nationals from Iran in view of the deteriorating situation due to ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. As part of the ongoing operation, the Indian embassy in Iran has been assisting a large number of Indian nationals in moving from areas seeing increased hostilities to relatively safer areas within the country and to evacuate them using the available and feasible options. Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with the 24/7 control room established by Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi. The emergency helpline numbers of the Embassy of India in Tehran are 98-912-810-9115 and plus 98-912-810-9109. The email is cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi met with European foreign ministers in Geneva to try to prevent further conflict with Israel. The talks included officials from France, the UK, Germany and the EU. The meeting followed US President Donald Trump's statement that he may decide within 2 weeks whether to support an attack on Iran. European leaders urged Iran to return to negotiations and avoid escalation. They said Iran showing willingness to discuss its nuclear program and broader issues, including with the US. India's javelin star Neeraj Chopra won the Paris Diamond League title with a strong first throw of 88.16 metres. Despite 3 foul throws during the event, his opening effort was enough to secure the win. Germany's Julian Weber, who had beaten Neeraj in recent meets, came second with 86.2 metres. This was Neeraj's first competition in Paris since 2017, where he had finished 5th. The Paris event is the 8th stop in the 2025 Diamond League, which will end in Zurich in August. And that is the end of this news bulletin.